Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We're on episode 202, and this is the second part of session 3 with Kelsey. So we agreed to work together for 6 weeks, and we're at the halfway part. And so at the end of this recording, we talk about that. We talk about being in the halfway part. We also talk about how it might be a little weird for her to begin listening to herself on the podcast and what strategies she wants to implement to kind of maybe protect herself. Maybe listening to her of a few weeks ago isn't the right thing, or maybe it is. I don't know. It's definitely her choice. So we'll talk about it. So grab something fun and cozy to drink. And here's Kelsey. You said like today you're going to do a deep clean and that kind of stuff. What happens if you don't? Who's watching to see if you don't do a deep clean?
I totally didn't do it last week. I told myself I was going to do, like, I clean the bathrooms. You clean the bathrooms every day. I clean the bathrooms every other day. And
by clean, I mean, we're talking like a Clorox wipe. Like, it's not.
That's
legit
what I was doing.
45 seconds. So,
yes, yeah. Yeah. I put 10-minute tidies on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then I try and do the deep clean on Friday. But honestly, since we've been doing our calls, and like I'll go in there, I was like, I'll give it a quick tidy. It's probably good enough. Yeah.
So it is good enough. Right?
You're not
expecting a military inspection?
No. Well, I mean, if my dad comes over, he always mentions, he's like, oh, I love how it always smells so clean in here. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Okay. So you still get a lot of feelings of gratification and feelings of fulfillment from other people complimenting you or paying attention to what you're doing.
Absolutely. What's the word I'm looking for?
Outward praise, like people praising you? Okay.
I wish I could give that to myself. I feel like I'm starting to get there, but it definitely makes a difference when I hear it from the outside.
Okay. Let's say you were isolated and it was like Little House on the Prairie time, and it's just you in your house and your family, and there was no outsiders whatsoever, who were paying attention to you or watching you. How would you feel gratified and fulfilled?
I don't know. Like, I guess within my family and like just my nuclear family, but then it's still like outwards praise. I don't get a lot of it from myself.
Okay. So being proud of yourself for a job well done, even if no one sees it, that's what I would like for you to kind of think about it. Is it still a job well done if nobody sees it?
I guess it has to be, right?
Yes. But it doesn't feel that way right now. Like, you want the report card. You want the pleasure to have in class.
Yeah, I guess if Ryan didn't notice, I do. I bring it. I'm like, Ryan, did you notice that I deep cleaned the bathrooms? Like, I'm definitely looking for that all the time. I I guess it's not enough to just do it for myself.
Well, so that is kind of tricky, and that's hard for many stay-at-home moms because in other jobs and other professions, you're getting paid, so you're rewarded for doing the work, and you have a boss or a supervisor or a manager telling you're doing a good job. And when you're a stay-at-home mom, a lot of that stops and it shifts. And so it can make people feel floundery because they're not being praised and they're not being paid. And so it seems like hard work is not rewarded. So if you were to talk to a friend, how would you tell a friend to reward herself for being a good stay-at-home mom?
I always try and make it personal to the friend, but if the friend is, see, I'm thinking about my friends like Jess and Amber and stuff like that, and like for Jess, I would tell her to do something that she loved, like do something that is going to make her happy. Personally, for her, she loves investments. So I'd tell her, you should invest in something today if you feel like you had a good day. For Amber, it's social. So I'm like, oh, you should really get out. We should have a coffee.
Do you reward? So do you do that? Do you take yourself out for coffee or go meet friends? Is there something that you regularly look forward to that's all for yourself?
I am part of a cookbook club. I really love that. That's something that we do every couple of months, and it's just been very fulfilling. That's the first social thing that I've done in a really long time that was just for me.
What about so I know you're doing the journaling and yoga and that kind of stuff, and then you're reading a lot. Do you feel like that's a reward in some ways, or does it feel like something you're checking off of a list?
Like doing the journaling or the reading?
Well, I just am wondering, like what feels like dessert? Like what feels like you're getting away with something and this is pretty amazing and no one's going to tell me I can't do this because I'm a grown up.
I don't think I really do anything for myself. I guess watching TV a little bit feels like I'm like, ooh, I'm finally getting to watch my shows.
So I think you like the cannabis and the eating because it's all for you. And it
Yeah, that
feels
makes sense.
like you've worked for it and deserve it.
It's like the only reward I really give myself.
And then you get mad at yourself for doing it.
Yeah, isn't that just a terrible cycle?
Well, paying attention to that. And realizing that is what shifts the pattern. So just acknowledging, oh, okay, my reward is also my punishment. Like what does that mean? Why am I doing that? Just to use me as an example, at times I will take. So I'm off work right now, and so and I was home with the kids for 12 years, and I do know what you mean, and I did break down at one point and tell Adam, I'm getting no report cards, I'm getting no paychecks. I mean, I was working, but you know what I mean, for doing all the stuff around the house. No report cards, no paychecks, no compliments. I don't have a boss right now. I need somebody. He's like, well, you don't want me to be your boss. I'm like, true. That part is true. Do not tell me what to do. But also pay attention to what I have done. But once I said that out loud, it shifted because I realized what I was doing. So little rewards such as for no reason, taking a bath at 11 a.m. just because I could, and lighting a candle, taking a nap, for no reason. Because growing up, naps sort of were looked at like wasting your time or wasting the day away or laziness. And now it feels like an indulgence and things like that. massaging my feet with a nice smelling lotion, doing a face mask, painting my nails, painting my toenails, binge watching Gossip Girl and doing a puzzle. So that kind of stuff. For you, it might be a little bit different, but using those as ideas that are not expensive, are not cost prohibitive, but are somewhat luxurious, might make you feel like you deserve that. Yeah.
I'd like to go to the movies. I think that would be great.
I would like that for you too. All by
Yeah.
yourself?
Oh no, that's I don't know about that. I couldn't
Okay.
imagine. I've never been to the movies by myself. I never. Oh my God, could you imagine if the kids went to school and I went to the movies instead of clean the house? That'd be crazy.
It would be amazing and wonderful, and who cares?
Oh.
So here's the thing. If someone was going to work every single day and then had a day off and took the day off and decided to go to the movies, would you fault them for that?
No, not at all.
Yeah. So you do deserve days off also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You work more than full time for no pay and at times not much gratification. And these kids aren't going to know yet how much you've sacrificed for them until they're much, much, much older. And right now, their job is to make messes and fight and not eat the food that you've lovingly prepared.
So it's just like them.
Yeah. It's not a rewarding job. It's not. And
It's really not.
everyone says it's the best job in the world. And it's true, but lots of times you don't realize that until 20 years later.
What did they say? You don't know you were in the good times until it's over.
Yeah. So let's think about that. What if you journaled on that? Kelsey, you are now in real time living the good old days. What does that feel like?
Oh my gosh, my kids are going to be grown someday. They're so sweet when they're little. They're going to be mean and teenagers soon. This is a good old days.
Yeah, this
Ugh.
is the good old days. This is the good old days. Okay, okay, so they're 5 and 7. Is that what you said?
Five and
Five
eight.
and eight. Okay. Is the 5-year-old in full-time school yet or not yet?
This was his first year that he went.
Okay. So let's count out how many more summers you have with both of them together. And then let's do a bucket list of things that you want to make sure that you do together as a family, or things that you do personally with them. Because I will tell you, the summers go fast, and these kind of like long, lazy days, all of a sudden, summer school happens, summer jobs happen, friends happen, and they don't necessarily want to hang with you if they get to hang with their friends. But take the time to write it out, since you are a planner and you like to see lists. So then you know. I mean, very silly things like s'mores for dinner and that kind of stuff.
We did make a bucket list for this year, this summer. It was
Good,
the first time
good.
we made one. Yeah.
And how are you doing with it?
Well, I went and cleaned a house yesterday, so my in-laws came and took care of them, and they did one of the things on there. But oh my God, the list is ever expanding. I think it's at like 31 things now. We just keep
Good.
adding to it.
Okay, but you're also crossing off. So
And
you've
we've
done
done
things.
about 10, I think.
Okay. Good.
A
Good.
lot of them are treats. That was a lot of Theo's input. Pancakes for supper, getting s'mores, going to get
I
beaver
know.
tails.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Okay. This is our third session. I can tell you, well, this week you don't seem as confident in your voice as you did last week. Does that seem right?
Yeah, I really thought that I was like, oh, she's not adding anything this week. I could, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm gonna get away with it again. And then when I faltered and I was like, oh, crap, like that's not good. And Ryan thinks he calls you an investigator because you
It's
figured
really
out so
cute.
many things. Yeah. Because you figured out so many things, and like I tell him the things. I was like, well, Stephanie said this, and he goes, yeah, that's right. And to falter this week, and it felt like a bit of a reality check on how easy I thought things were.
Yeah. So talk to me about the goalpost moving, the shift in goalposts. So you wrote about that in your call notes, and then it happens in real time. So now you know you do this.
Absolutely, I do. Even when I'm like actively making good choices, I'm like, oh, I could, I was doing 5 repetitions of my workout in the morning. I was like, I could do 8. I could probably push myself and do 8. And then I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're only working on 5 right now. I don't need to keep pushing. But yeah, I've noticed that. And then that's constantly shifting is what makes me give up. I give up because I'm like, oh, I've added so much and I can't remember all of it. I need to keep it clean and simple and focus on what I've made my priorities.
Yeah. It sounds boring, slow, steady, and sustainable. It's very, very, very boring.
Yep.
Yeah. And that is how change occurs and happens, and it wards off burnout.
Yes, because I would burn out and I'd give up so easy. And I could see the moments and like, there were certain times where I had a good cry with Ryan. I was like, I don't even know what's wrong with me right now. I just want to give up on everything. My brain's telling me it's not worth it. I want to give up on absolutely everything. And he's like, you're doing so good. Don't give up. And I showed myself grace and I woke up the next day and I kept on going. And God, I'm glad I did, because if I would have just given in to the binge eating and I would have had a horrible day the next day and then the next day and then the next day and then given up, like, I will never, ever, ever get to my goals.
Yeah. When do you start planning binging early in the day? Like, do you delay certain foods so then you can eat them later at night?
I used to, and now I will just enjoy those when I haven't been smoking so that I don't go overboard. So if, like Theo, we went to speech therapy and he got ice cream, cotton candy ice cream, and I was thinking to myself, ooh, I could eat that later and I could eat so much when nobody's there. But then Theo's like, let's all have a cone together. And I was like, yeah, let's have one cone together, all of us. So I'm doing it during the day so that I'm not even craving it later at night.
Does eating certain like food groups or different things earlier in the day help ward off cravings?
I think it's more about the emotions and less about the food.
Okay. So front loading with protein or having a treat earlier in the day doesn't necessarily ward off the insecure feelings that will come later.
It's almost like a letting go of myself and just being like how you said the other day that I could wake up at 2 a.m. and just do whatever I want. Like, that's almost the mindset that comes in. It's like, well, you could do whatever you want. You could eat whatever you want right now. You could be eating so much right now. And it's just these like intrusive thoughts that pop up. And then I'm like feeling like if I'm feeling any stress at all, I give into it right away.
Yeah. Okay. So last week you said that things were too easy and that made you uncomfortable that it was too easy. So I don't have it anymore, but at one point I had done a an ad campaign for Staples and they sent me one of those that was easy button and I've scoured the house. I don't know, we must have gotten rid of it in some purge, but that idea of that was easy, like that was easy. Does that feel uncomfortable when things are easy?
Not as much. Like, I'm definitely noticing it and realizing, like, oh, you've been working at these goals, and that's why it's easy, is because you're putting in the hard work and you're trying to make it work for you. It's not, it would have been hard 6 months ago. It would have been much harder. Like, I did the Couch to 5K app this morning. I can't friggin' believe it. Like,
Okay.
I'm and it was that one isn't easy. That was not easy. I'll give you that. That
Okay.
was not easy.
Okay.
But
Okay. So you downloaded the app and you started. So, like, was today day one, week one kind of
yes.
thing? Okay. Okay. So you're running for 1 minute at a time.
Yes, I got through the first four, and then for the fifth, I gave up halfway through, and then the sixth, I got about like three quarters, and then the seventh, I like halfway, and then the eighth, I was like, this is the last one, I can do it, and I did it.
Okay. Okay. I think it's a 6 week program. Most people, if not all, take longer than 6 weeks because sometimes they need to repeat days and repeat weeks in order for it to feel easy, because the idea is for it to feel easy, eventually. How does that feel? Does that already like, oh, okay, I was going to do this in 6 weeks, but it might, like, if it takes 12 weeks, how would you feel?
I didn't know that it was going to take 6 weeks. I just saw the first and it only had 3 days. And I was like, ooh, I walk like 7 days. This is fine. I could do this for 3 days. But to do it successfully and to like make sure that I'm actually running the whole minute, I'm fine if that takes a long time because I'm not there yet. And if you're not there, you're not there, right? Like
Okay.
I can't physically do it yet. And that's just the truth of it.
Okay. So what I like about that idea is you're correct, but then also you can't physically do it. So if you look at all of the other stuff that you're black and white thinking and shifting goalposts, in this situation, your knees will, like, you will actually physically hurt yourself if you push yourself too much. Yet you push yourself in other ways, maybe not to the point of physical pain, but definitely mental exhaustion and burnout. So the idea of it takes as long as it takes, how does that feel?
It's starting to feel fine. I still want to get it done as fast as I can. Like I'd like to do it in time restraints and work towards more. But what was interesting is when I was filling out my 3-year plan and I'm looking at all of the things and I'm like, I don't have much, like I sure I have progress to make, but I'm already doing a lot of the things that I already wanted to do. So just doing those things and like I'm gonna continue doing them for a long time. Who cares how long it takes, right? Because I've already made these huge strides towards it. I'm feeling I wish it would all happen right away, but I'm also looking forward to looking back in 3 years and still doing those things.
Yeah. So this means, which is amazing, Kelsey, you are on the right path.
Finally.
Okay. So now what I would like for you to do, and I'll write it down, is we're going to start collecting evidence to prove to yourself that you are on the right
You really are an investigator.
path. But also, what's fun is if you just have that idea, I'm on the right path, while you're on your walks or on your runs, you'll start to notice things. Maybe you'll see a hummingbird, or maybe you'll see a beautiful flower, or see something, a penny, like little things, a rock that looks out of the ordinary. Like, that's evidence that, okay, I'm on the right path. Like this feels good. This feels right.
I saw 9 bunnies yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. See, and then you can go down a whole boom, boom, boom rabbit hole of figuring
I
out, like, well, what does nine mean when in numerology and all this stuff? Like, you could have lots of fun with that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Good. Okay. We're close to ending this session, but I want to talk to you because I know you listen to the podcast and we have now done 3 weeks. Scheduled is the first part of your first recording is scheduled to go out next week. And I want to know if you have a plan for that.
Oh, am I gonna listen to it? I don't know. I feel weird about it. I feel like a little bit famous, but I heard you talk about it in oh, was that to stop yelling? Or maybe it was the sports ball. But you mentioned that it was gonna be live, and I was like, oh, that's me. I don't feel stressed about it because like I really hope it can help other people. Like I've just been so honest and vulnerable, and I'm really hoping that other people can like realize that you can turn it around even if you feel like utter crap about yourself at the beginning. And the confidence comes from actually showing up from yourself. You don't need confidence to show up from your show up for yourself. You get it from showing up for yourself. So I
Yeah.
feel good about it. I hope it helps somebody because I know it's helped me a lot.
Yeah. If you listen to it and you don't like what you said or how you were, and this was Kelsey of a few weeks ago, because Kelsey now is different than she was a few weeks ago, how are you going to react and respond?
I have no idea. It's never been a situation before. I like sometimes I guess I look at old pictures of myself and I think, "Oh gosh, you know," but I have no idea. Maybe I won't listen to it. I don't know. I'm just, I
Yeah.
guess I'll deal with it when it happens.
Okay. Let's kind of draw out if I listen to it and this and I'm uncomfortable or I'm unhappy, what are we gonna do about it? So that's one avenue. And then another is I'm choosing to abstain and not listen until the whole thing is said and done. And how will that make me feel?
Maybe I should wait until it's all done. I think that that's probably a better choice. And then I could listen to it when I've finally done and finished the coaching.
I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm fine with it either way. So it's definitely something that you ch are choosing to do. And also, I want you to not be disappointed in yourself if you decide one way and then at the last minute change your mind.
Right. So, yeah, I guess having that plan back up. I am going to be sad not to get a podcast every week. I'll have to admit. I'll have to go back in the archive and figure out what other one I'm going to listen to, but yeah, I don't know if I mean, I've just got to look at my wins, right? If I do listen to it and I am upset, and I imagine it will be upsetting to hear pretty much the self-hatred that I had, but I just look at how far I've come and the changes that I've made and yeah, I don't know what else you can do.
Okay. All right. I know for myself, listening to me sometimes annoys me. And even if I go on someone else's podcast and I listen to it, I think, oh, that was stupid stuff. Why'd you do this? And I've done this for years and years and years and years. So the reason I bring it up is I know what those uncomfortable feelings feel like. And so I just want you to really be prepared
Yeah.
as much as you can be.
It's like looking in the mirror.
So that's how it feels. It feels like you're walking around naked asking for people's opinions.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I hope there's no comments.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
This has been a lot. This has been a lot. Yeah. It's interesting how when you're ready for change to happen, it actually happens pretty gosh darn quick when you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's coming up this next week? Anything you're worried about?
I have an optometrist appointment. I have a pretty slow week. Ryan's family is having a get together, so that'll be interesting. Ryan's lost a lot of weight since they've seen him last, so I know that there's going to be a lot of comments about that. So I think that that'll differ from talking about me because I don't know. I don't really want to share with my extended family about this. If they find it in their own, that's fine, but yeah, that's about all that's going on. It's a pretty slow week.
Okay, we had talked about upcoming birthdays and you being worried about them. How
Right,
far
in
away are
August.
those?
Those
Okay.
are in August, right after our last session. So I did make
Okay.
a list about if my sister makes a rude comment about me or my body, I'll say out loud, "Did you mean to say that out loud?" And I was actually researching a little bit on, like, I know that no one can diagnose, but like I perceive her as like a bit narcissistic. And they said if you phrase it of like, "Oh, I don't think you meant to, but you sounded really hateful right there. And you know, I just wanted to let you know so that you don't you don't want to come off like that or anything. So it's almost like a reverse psychology thing. And I think that that would hit her differently. So if she, what did I put? If I have to talk to her at dinner and she makes a nasty comment, that's what I wrote that I would, I hope you didn't mean to be that hateful. Did you know you were being so hateful? So that's also a technique that I'm going to try.
I love it. I love it. Write those things down
Yep,
and
I did.
okay, and put them on a little note card or sticky note and put it in your pocket or purse. So if you find yourself being uncomfortable, you can excuse yourself, go to the restroom, reread what you wrote, and feel confident in that. Even if you don't say the words out loud, but they're in your head. And you read them. I want you to constitute that as a win. What I don't want is for there to be no armor on you. So it's the idea of like you're heading into battle, and so you're armoring up and protecting yourself and not just kind of rolling over and playing dead. I don't want you to do that. Boy, I'm using way too many metaphors, but I'm glad that you follow me. Okay.
I get it. That's my
Okay.
language too.
Okay. Okay. All right, before we log off, is there anything else you want to make sure we?
I don't think so. I think we touched a lot of it. I'm feeling pretty. Honestly, more confident at the end than I did at the beginning. I was a little nervous to talk after having my slip and having a pretty emotional week. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I feel better.
There's no slips, it's just life. It's just life. This is
Learning
it.
experience.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I'm gonna stop the recording, but you hang on. Okay, Steph here, and this is the end of this week's episode with Kelsey. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. If you have comments, feedback, questions, email me. If you have questions for Kelsey, email me and I will forward them along to her. As you heard, she's feeling a little tender and a little nervous about being so vulnerable online in a public forum. So if you have words of encouragement, send them my way and I will pass them on to her. One thing that she asked for after we stopped the recording is she is realizing that perhaps maybe she's using the cannabis a little too much. And while she's listened to many of the podcast episodes, she says all of them multiple times, there's one that she hasn't, and that's the Sober Curious one. And so she asked for me to assign that to her in this week's homework. So I did so. So we'll find out next week if she took a listen and what her thoughts were. Okay, pretty people, as always, I think you're amazing and wonderful and lovely and kind. You're having a great hair and butt day. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.